Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com. You are tuned in to the Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
You know how I be. Last week, Kobe couldn't do without me. You know how I be. Last week, Kobe couldn't do without me. I call myself Big, but I'm not as good as Biggie. I call myself Big because I live next to Diddy. Excuse me, Diddy lived next to me. So in the hood, dog, I feel like B.I.G. Because if Biggie was still here, he would be right there on Star Island in the mansion somewhere chilling, sitting on about half a billion. Because me and Guns combined, that's half a billion. For real, dog, now that's B.I.G. Ain't nobody in the world do it bigger than me. That's like a white boy trying to be more nigga than me. That's like a homeless cat having more figures than me. That's like Patrick Ewing having more rings than me. That's like rappers having car strip things than me. That's like you saying to yourself you're better than me. That's like Kareem saying to himself he better than me. Now stop, think about that. It ain't about that. It's about B.I.G. aka Big Shaq. Now that's the difference between first and last place. Kobe, nigga, tell me how my tastes. Okay, Kobe, tell me how my tastes. Okay, everybody, Kobe, tell me how my tastes. I'm a horse, Kobe ratted me out, that's why I'm getting divorced. He said Shaq gave a meal. I don't do that, cause my name's Shaquille. I love him, I don't leave him. I got a vasectomy, now I can't breed him. Kobe, how my tastes. Everybody, Kobe, how my taste. Yeah, you couldn't do it without me. Kobe, you couldn't do it without me. Kobe, you can't do it without me. Everybody, Kobe, tell me how my taste. Yeah, you can't do it without me. Yeah, you can't do it without me. Yeah, you can't do it without me. Everybody, Kobe. Yeah. Thank you, Brick City in the building.
There come times when it is possible to forecast the results of a contest, of a battle, of a lawsuit, or of a struggle long before the final event has taken place. And so far as our struggle for civil rights is concerned, I'm not worried about that now. The struggle for civil rights in America is won. What I am more concerned about is the fact that the Negro shall not be content simply with demanding an equal share in the existing system. It seems to me that his fundamental responsibility and his historical challenge is to use his weight, since he has less to lose in the present system than anybody else or any other group, to make sure that the system which shall survive in the United States of America, I don't care what system you call it, shall be a system which guarantees justice and freedom for everyone. The way I usually put it is, sure, we're being invited now in to take a front seat. But there's no particular honor in being invited to take a front seat at one's own funeral.
The Kobe Reigns Supreme Movement is officially a wrap. June 25th, 2008, had a show in the diaspora. Warren Buffett, again, coming out of nowhere, speaking to CNBC about the economy. Is he part of the super class? We'll get to that soon. Yeah, I saw it. But in all of the coverage on Zimbabwe, has anyone heard from the UN ambassador from that country to get their side? We'll bring that to you today. Come on.
Thank you.
Explosion almost caught me on that. I want to welcome you June 25th, 2008. Hottest show in the diaspora. Cedric Muhammad Black Coffee Program. Let me calm your nerves down. Some of you have been corporate thugging for about 4 or 5 hours already. The stress is already getting to you. I myself had to go to war with the corporate Caucasian giant right up to about an hour ago. So, we'll see how that affects the show today. I mean, good spirits. Business, I had to tell you this. You have to put on a certain face when you do business with people, particularly in a cutthroat world that we live in, not to mention the fact that people's wealth is evaporating and eroding. Corporate wealth as well as household wealth. There's a story I'll get to in a minute talking about the loss in housing prices. All of the gains from 2004, the capital gains enjoyed on the sale of a home or the value of a home, have been eroded. We'll talk about that. So whenever there is a loss or a dramatic change in the wealth distribution of a society or a people or a community or an organization, you'll see people betting on new ideas. This is what the great Reuven Brenner, economist extraordinaire, teaches in his book, particularly betting on ideas. I got an email from Reuven this morning. He's in Spain with limited email access, so God bless him. Even though I think he's agnostic, I'm not sure, but God bless him anyway. Reuven Brenner reaching out to me from Spain. That's all I want to say. Now, this is also happening with layoffs. I'm going to talk about this a little later. You're going to see people going crazy in a minute here. Some of you about to lose it. And that's why God bless the CM Cap Science of Business e-letter coming out tomorrow. If some of you want me to go deeper into certain economic subjects, business strategies, tactics that I mention on this show, different business models and different ways of analyzing business, help yourself and help me out by subscribing to the e-letter. $70 for an annual subscription. It's the first time I've mentioned the price because it's so insanely cheap. The June e-letter will be out tomorrow. I have a lot of good material on there. I may mention that a little later, what exactly is in it. But subscribe. You can go to www.cmcap.com. It's well worth the investment. Everyone that subscribes tells me how valuable it is. And it will help you understand some of the things that I get into on this show and go deeper because I'm not here for information or infotainment. I'm here for knowledge turning into applied action and sustained action, which can only be done through willpower, which I can't give you. So that's also discussed in this month's June Science of Business e-letter, CMCAP. Now, this first hour, I want to talk primarily about the pregnancy pact, the alleged pregnancy pact. There's different reports on whether these teenage girls did or did not form an agreement before or after they became pregnant. I have no idea why everyone is so surprised to see this. I have no idea whatsoever. So if you have an opinion on this subject, the subject of teenage girls becoming pregnant, why something like this is possible or impossible. I see a lot of self-righteousness, some racism in the discussion. But beyond all of that, I see a state of denial in terms of what we have done to affect the thinking of young girls. So whether this happened or not, I think it's highly plausible, likely, probable that it will happen. And I think we all have a hand in it. Several factors that contribute to the state of our young teenage girls, as we reported before. Very difficult to get people to get excited about a subject like this when it's so much easier to just watch the 24-hour news cycle about a campaign race. But one out of every two or one out of every four young girls with an STD, allegedly, according to the CDC, one out of every two black young girls with an STD. We talked about this. Not a subject that opens the floodgates of concern or activism. Send me your comments. I am here to declare I'm no longer a member of the Church of KRS that I started. The Church of Kobe Reigns Supreme is officially ended with Shaq's. I think that's the greatest freestyle I've ever heard in a battle rap. Before, I thought it was No Vaseline by NWA, but I think, by Ice Cube, directed at NWA. But I think Shaq now has the greatest freestyle diss rap I've ever heard in my life. But let's jump right into this pregnancy pact. What are your thoughts on young teenage girls, particularly young black teenage girls? I'll come back with more of my opinion on this. June 25th, 2008, the hottest show in the diaspora, Cedric Muhammad, Black Coffee Program. Let's go.
But let's begin. We want to get into this so-called pregnancy pact at a Massachusetts high school. 17 teens are pregnant there, a number that's so high that some believe there really was some type of promise among the girls to have babies together. We're going to talk to one of the pregnant teens in just a moment. But first, Andrea Canning will give us the story.
We have not been able to confirm the existence of a pact. We are seeking to understand whether it's based in rumor or in fact.
While it's clear there was a perfect storm of teen pregnancies this year at Gloucester High School, 17 in total, officials admitted Monday the so-called pregnancy pact, initially reported by the principal, may not be what it seems.
When we pressed him for specifics about who told him, when was he told, His memory failed.
And that the teens may have formed a pact to help each other only after becoming pregnant.
The question of a distinction between a pact to become pregnant and a pact because we are pregnant emerged in our conversation.
But the Gloucester High teen moms we talked to did tell us having a baby gave them a purpose in life. And 17-year-old Kyla Brown and 16-year-old Amanda Richard say while their pregnancies weren't part of a pact, they believe some of the younger girls intentionally became pregnant, thinking it would be fun to raise their babies together.
They see all the older girls doing it, seeing that they get attention from other people, and they think that that's what they're going to get.
Some of them think that the baby's going to grow up to be best friends.
The school doctor and nurse who administered dozens of pregnancy tests throughout the year resigned in protest after being told to stop giving out birth control, a policy that's now being heavily debated in the Gloucester School District. For Good Morning America, Andrea Canning, ABC News.
And joining us now is Lindsay Oliver and Andrew Salidas. Very nice to have both of you here this morning. So, Andrew, Lindsay, you excited?
Yeah.
You have a name picked out yet?
Yeah, definitely. We have Chloe Jade
Chloe Jade. Very nice. Very nice. Beautiful. Two names. 5 months now. When's the due date?
November 12th.
That's great. It's great. Going to change your life. So now let's look at this drama that has grown out of what should have been just a beautiful memory for you. The pact. There was a pact. What is the bottom line, Lindsay? Was there a pact among these high school kids to get pregnant together?
No, there was definitely no pact. There was a group of girls who decided that they were already pregnant before they decided this.
Ah, big difference.
Yeah, that they were going to help each other with their kids so they could finish school and raise their kids together. You know, to do the right thing was their decision, not let's get pregnant, like, as a group.
So no pact about, let's all do this together. It's once we know we're in this situation, let's help each other through it.
Yeah.
Very big different. Now, let's look at the situation, though. 17 kids in the high school are pregnant. It's like 4 times more than usual. Last year it was like 3 or 4. Now there's 17. What's your idea, Andrew? Why do you think so many this year?
Well, I saw in the press conference that they can't even confirm that it's even 17 girls that are really pregnant or not, but I would just guess to say that girls are just getting unlucky, maybe.
Well, and you say unlucky because, you know, your pregnancy, you were planning not to have a kid, not trying to have one.
Exactly.
And it just worked out that you got pregnant.
Like, Lindsay was on birth control. She was very careful with it, you know, because obviously we are 17 and 20, we're not ready for a kid, but now we're trying a lot harder to get ready, that's for sure.
Well, that's right, and you make a good point. You are 20, you're out of school, you're working, you're going to college, community college also, so you're making your way in life. You're still in school. You were a junior when you got pregnant. As far as you could tell, the environment in the school, is there anything you could look at and say, wow, this is why so many kids got pregnant, or is it just a coincidence?
I think it's just a coincidence. I mean, there's always kids getting pregnant in the school. It's just a large amount this year.
A lot of them. So you say it's a coincidence. Now, a couple of things have been pointed to. First of all, movies, the media, the movie Juno, for instance, that had an impact on you kids, made you want to get pregnant. Is that true for you or anyone else that you knew?
No, definitely not. I don't even get why people think those movies are glamorizing it. In Juno, she couldn't even, like, take care of the baby. She gives her up for adoption.
True.
So how that would encourage kids to, you know, get pregnant, I don't understand.
And then you got Jamie Lynn Spears, right, who was trying to hide her pregnancy for a long time, not exactly boasting about it. So you don't put any weight in that?
No.
How about the idea about what they do with contraception in the high school? You know, you've said that there was someone there who wanted to give it out, but they're not allowed to. You think that makes a difference?
Yeah, well, I think that they sit there and they say that, you know, they want to make a difference, and it's awful that all these kids are getting pregnant, but they don't want to do anything to help them. They won't put any kind of contraceptive in the nurse's office or anything, and, you know, no kid wants to go into the store and buy them or, like, ask their mom to help them get birth control. Like, it's embarrassing. So instead of, like, making them, like, just make the decision not to use any of them, like, they should be giving them out in the nurse's office so you can get it anonymously.
And when you look at the other side of that kind of argument where they say, well, then you'll have all these kids having sex when they shouldn't, do you believe it encourages the sex, or you think the kids are having it anyway?
The kids are obviously having it anyway. There's 17 pregnant girls. I mean, they're not going to stop it by not giving them anything. They're just going to make matters worse. They could help it a little bit.
Did I just show my age there when I said that? I showed my age there, didn't I? You both laughing at me like an old man. So how about this, though? What this experience has meant for what should be a beautiful occasion. Yes, you're young, 2017. You're going to have to struggle a little bit here to make this work. But what's it been like going through all this with all this drama surrounding it, making it seem like a bad thing, a pact?
Yeah, well, it was definitely hard to begin with, you know, being 17 and 20. I work full-time, and I go to school full-time when there's school. And now we have to deal with everybody knowing that what she is having a baby. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, everybody already knew, but now it's like she's one of those Gloucester girls having a baby. So it's like we're doing something wrong when we're trying to do everything we can to make it right for the mistake that we made. And nobody lets us do that. They just assume that we're going to screw it up like everybody else.
One person says mistake, another says blessing. Having a baby is the best thing that ever happened to me in my life. I hope it's the same for you and little Chloe Jade. We'll see you soon. Thank you very much.
All right. Okay, now you got that. That's the news report that places the emphasis on a few points that I want to touch on. But I mainly want your perspective. Whether you're a mother, whether you are a father, whether you have a sister, whatever, you don't have to have a child in order to weigh in on this. But I want to go a little deeper than the media's been going. Now, there is a racial angle to the story. That's not my primary concern. But I don't want to how do you say, I don't want to minimize that. So let me deal with that first. Excellent column. Tanya Weathersby from BlackAmericaWeb.com. Here's what she writes. Article is called Commentary: Black Girls Get Pregnant and Get Scorned. Why Do the Gloucester Girls Get Tea and Sympathy? Says, by now, another racial stereotype ought to be biting some big time dust. It seems that in Gloucester, Massachusetts, it looks like Gloucester, but the young man said Gloucester, but it seems that a Gloucester, Massachusetts, a fishing town described as white, Catholic, and blue collar, students who walk the halls of the local high school this fall may find themselves bumping into classmates who will be returning with their own bump. 17 girls at Gloucester High School are pregnant, more than four times the number of pregnancies that the school of 1,200 has had in a year. Time magazine recently reported that the pregnancies may have been part of a pact that the girls entered into to give birth to and raise their children together. But the principal of the school, Joseph Sullivan, has been silent since making that assertion, possibly to quench the media firestorm ignited by that sordid tale. The mayor of the town, Carolyn Kirk, is vigorously denying that there was any pregnancy pact, saying that Sullivan now claims his memory of the details is foggy. Me, I believe Sullivan's memory is just fine. It's his courage that has lapsed. But Kirk and others needn't worry too much about the town's reputation, because ultimately, the Gloucester girls will receive more of a society's sympathy than its scorn. The fact that the media is focusing on whether there was a pact and whether the girls are victims of a celebrity culture that spawns movies like Juno and Knocked Up says that when white kids do something that smacks of antisocial behavior, people are quick to dig for explanations. When black kids do antisocial things, people think that all they need are sermons. By now, everyone should know that that becoming pregnant isn't a wise career move for any teenager. Despite anecdotes of how some teenage mothers like the singer Fantasia and others grew up to become successful, studies too numerous... Hold on, this is Cedric Muhammad breaking in. How the hell is someone successful just because they get a record deal? I'm about to give a sermon of my own. Some of you out here worship people that you don't know how they live in private. How the hell is someone successful and you don't know what kind of mother they are? Now, I have full confidence and faith. I have full faith, credit, and confidence in Fantasia that she's an excellent mother. But what makes her successful? This is part of the problem. All right. I'm done now. Then we'll get back to Black America Web commentary. It says here, despite anecdotes of how some teenage mothers like the singer Fantasia and others grow up to become successful, studies too numerous to name here show that children who are born to teenage mothers are several times likely to grow up in poverty and to suffer all the problems that come with that package. Yet it seems that over the years, as black teenage births continue to grow, many people seem content to treat it as some kind of inner moral deficit, as part of blacks' inability to control their sexual urges. As a columnist at a daily newspaper, I can't begin to tell you about the numerous calls I get from whites, racists, who have found a new best friend in Bill Cosby, who are convinced that black immorality is the sole reason for our teenage pregnancy epidemic. One caller who claimed to be a middle school teacher once left a rambling message on my voicemail about how disgusted she gets with all the little black girls in her class who gleefully share pictures of their sonograms with each other. I wonder if she's as disgusted by what the Gloucester girls did. Chances are she isn't, because chances are sociologists, psychologists, and all the other manner of experts will be trying to explain why those girls happened to get pregnant at the same time. They'll talk about the influence of popular culture, which brought us Jamie Lynn Spears, the phrases like baby bump. It's a culture which treats the public and vulnerable girls to aisles full of magazine racks with covers of the latest unwed celebrity mom-to-be. They'll probably even coin this debacle as the Gloucester syndrome. When it's imitated at other mostly white high schools, it'll be treated as a trend, not as a depravity. Hopefully, at some point, the talk will turn to the truths behind teenage pregnancy. Now she's getting to something. One truth is that teenage girls, regardless of race, will make a baby if they think it means love and acceptance. Oh, here she goes. Now she's getting somewhere. Another truth is that they tend to get love and esteem in stable families. families whose influence is a buffer against all the silliness that they absorb from their peers and popular culture. Another truth is that economic instability, such as the type that has hit Gloucester and that has plagued black inner city neighborhoods for decades, makes growing stable families difficult. Maybe then that talk will force more people to see that black girls in inner city schools wind up pregnant for many of the same reasons that the Gloucester girls did. They do it to follow their peers and the culture that they are left to work with, not because they are immoral or stupid or beyond redemption. Now, I like her ending more than I like the emphasis on the racism, not because she's not telling the truth. She is. The sister has written a well-written column, which I appreciate. But if we're going to correct this problem, it's not going to be because we're saying black teenage girls are as messed up as white teenage girls. You feel me? Now, the devaluation of the female is the number one problem. And anyone that doesn't want to deal with that, I guess you just want to have the typical progressive versus conservative discussion, which I'm not interested in, but I may entertain you just to bring it back to my point. The devaluation of the female, which you saw on the BET Awards, which I did not really watch last night. I DVR'd it, but some of that was on display. Now, the other point that comes across loud and clear is sisterhood or sorority. That comes through again and again in any time you talk about a group activity. The need and availability of sympathy or empathy that you may find through someone united in pursuit of a common objective or a shared experience. So what I find interesting is the emphasis is on the result or the end result, which is the pregnancy, not how we got there. Now is there an abortion pact at some school? Did I say something wrong? Thank you, D-Nice. What I don't understand is this worse than 17 girls getting pregnant and having abortions? Somebody help me out. I don't want to go too far, but I think there's some self-righteousness. If the condom didn't break, or if the pill was taken and not forgotten, you somehow are better than young girls that want to bring the pregnancy to full term? You're somehow more intelligent? Is that what people are saying? Now, the need for love is another factor. The need for unconditional love. This is why I have much love for Ed Gordon, who has tapped into something that I want to fully support. What is the thing called? Daddy's Promise? Ed Gordon is lifting up the relationship between fathers and daughters. I'm trying to find this right now. I want to give you all the website to get up on this. We had it up on blackelectorate.com. Daddy's Promise. I might have to get Ed Gordon on this show. He's the Honorable Ed Gordon anyway, just from the way he conducts himself. But the relationship between a father and a daughter reveals some of these things that we're talking about. If you really want to get an insight into the need of a young girl for love, unconditional love, you had to look at the relationship between a father and a daughter, or the lack thereof. Now, the website for Daddy's Promise is www.daddysprom.com. Daddy'sPromise.com. Ed Gordon, the Honorable Ed Gordon, heading up this wonderful initiative, highlighting and championing the relationship between, and the importance of it, even if it does not exist, between a daughter and a father. Send in your comments. I got a couple other points why this comes about. It has nothing to do with young girls being stupid. The announcer on the news report mentioned finding a purpose in life, that the baby actually gives a woman a purpose in life, which it does. Not the only purpose, but that will give a person who has no direction, no sense of worth, no cause that they champion, or no goal that they pursue, or no object that they seek after. A child will give you a purpose. Does that mean the girl is stupid? Or wild and reckless? I'll get to the wild and reckless factor in a minute. It is there, don't get me wrong. Okay. Shane, Houston, Texas, good morning, said, is it true that Shaquille will lose his badge for his dissing of Kobe? I don't know. I don't know, brother. Natasha from Miami is back. Hold on, stop the music. Natasha from Miami, good afternoon. She says, I missed you and the fam so much last week that I have tuned in early to ensure that I don't miss another minute. I hope all is well. Natasha, you were missed last week. Glad you're here. Natasha goes on to say, pregnancy or no pregnancy, promiscuity among young people of color is an old trend, and unless parents who are at times very young themselves stop being self-centered or less content to be their child's MySpace friend as opposed to being their actual parent, this trend will continue. As far as teen pregnancy in urban areas, many long to have a child to have someone love them unconditionally. I have seen young girls who conceptualize the reality of a baby in a manner that is similar to a baby doll, but more often than not, it is just a move that makes them feel grown. We are focused on the girls who get pregnant, as we usually do, and very little discussion on the young men who played a part in the creating of these situations. And this lack of attention carries over into who then gets taught how to parent. With no focus on the males, is it no wonder they do not know how to act as a father? Kids are not going to stop having sex. The key is more information and more education that gives them insight so that makes or that they make a decision. And when they do, they understand all of the ramifications and repercussions of the decision. I am giving Tasha a real sound effect, organic standing ovation. She has hit on many points. Many points. Reggie from Chicago. Good afternoon, Cedric. Robert Mugabe has to be the gangster of the week. There has been so much turmoil in the last few African elections. Peace. We're going to talk about Zimbabwe and Robert Mugabe next hour, hour number two. Thank you, Reggie. Good to hear from you. Dawood. I can't read that, brother. Dawood's messages are special, y'all. He says, I always take a stand. Don't kill your babies, or don't kill four babies. No, don't kill your babies. Y-O-R. Don't kill your babies. Okay. I'm not trying to turn this into an abortion versus pregnancy conversation. My question is, why is it okay for 17 girls to have abortions? It's not okay for 17 girls to bring the term of the pregnancy to completion. I don't know. You know, maybe I'm not qualified because I can't carry a child. Feel me? Natasha, I do want to say something. I'm with you 100% on parents wanting to be friends with their children as being part of the problem. I want to add that if there is a parent-child relationship where the friendship is legitimate and even important between the child and parent, in my view, in the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program official view, I am of the opinion, strong opinion, that if ever a child and parent do need a friendship element to the relationship, it is that between the daughter and the father. If a daughter and father are friends, then a lot of these issues will come up. If you are a spank the behind first, ask questions later kind of father, I think you will prevent some promiscuity for sure. But I don't think you will have the candor and the openness that really a daughter would give her father as opposed to her mother on certain levels. Now, this goes both ways. There's certain things a boy will tell his father he will not tell his mother. Certain things a girl will tell her mother she won't tell her father. But because this subject deals with the relationship between a male and a female, the daughter-father relationship or daughter-brother relationship or daughter-uncle relationship, could play a very important role. That's why I say go to www.daddyspromise.com. Shane from Houston says, on the pregnancy issue, the young do not realize how young they are. Smut is out of control. No one will tell young men to keep it zipped up. The young have too much time alone with nothing to do, so they have sex. Girls can date whoever they want to and without the approval from the parents. Send in your comments. We can open up the phone lines today. Hour number 4. There will be no show next week and the week after. I have to sharpen the saw. We'll talk about that in a minute. Send your comments and no opinion is wrong. I know this is not as easy to talk about as predicting who will win elections, but to me, it's more important. We'll be right back.
To the Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Tom, I'm not ready for this.
Come on, you know how I feel about you.
But if you really care for me, you'll wait.
I've been waiting long enough. How do you expect me to wait? Don't you love me?
Yes, I love you, but please, I'm not ready for this.
Now she feels that her life's complete, but she still plays hard to get. It's the very first time for Susie, and he promised her he'd stay. So she lay down next to him and gave all her love away. Babies are having babies. Yes, they are. It must be crazy to let a baby have a baby.
Tom, you got a minute? I've got to talk to you.
Babe, can't this wait? Because I'm really running late right now.
Tom?
What's the matter, baby?
Tom, I'm pregnant.
What?
Tom was young and very dumb. He swore his love was true. He thought he'd have a ball, have his cake and eat it too. But the news kinda hit him hard. In fact, it blew his mind. Now he's trying to find another job, standing on the employment line. Baby.
Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
You love me, you never do me like this.
they seen what they hadn't got. That's the time they compromise. It's a trying time for Susie. Some say she's lost her smile. Because in 5 months, baby, she's gonna have a second child. Must be crazy to let our babies.
Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
Mr. Anderson, on your job application here, your skills in education is very limited. I'm sorry, Mr. Anderson, but you lack the educational requirements for this job. I think you should go back to a regular school or a trade school. I'm sorry. You should have thought about that before you decided to have a family.
Mr. Anderson, I'm here to collect the rent. Where's the money?
Sorry, I'm not working. I got no money. Can I leave it?
No, I'm sorry. I want you out of here today.
Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
The silence on this issue is deafening. Now, as my good brother Charles says, I'm about to blow a, I will not blow a gasket. But some of you wonder why I have such a damn attitude to our mode of politics. If I bring up something that has no effect on our communities, the fabric of it, I will get 8 million posts. I bring up a subject like this, the exception of the wonderful Natasha from Miami, I get nothing. So this is why I will force everyone that wants to talk intellectual masturbation style to bow down to the four initiatives of business and building. This is the problem in our community. We love to just talk. Matter of fact, I got to go to Philly on you real quick. I need to bring John Adams one more time. We're sick. And we will actually attack Bill Cosby and not attack Barack Obama when they're both saying essentially the same thing about the problem in our community. I mean, this is so revealing. Even though we all have daughters or sisters or mothers, we don't know, don't feel comfortable coming down in public on this issue. I'm not going to get upset, though. I'm going to give you what you need, which is that red meat. Oh, it's something else, boy. We will whine and complain about our community, and then you throw a real issue at us, and we will, as Curtis Mayfield says, we will say, don't worry. So, let me read Natasha from Miami's post, since she seems to be the most concerned about this subject. She's written a tremendous amount of food for thought. We'll talk about Obama. I know that's what you came for, week after week. And yes, I will be playing that hot, the greatest freestyle ever, the greatest freestyle diss ever by a human being, the great Shaquille O'Neal, who has officially ended the Church of Kobe Reigns Supreme, which I started. Natasha from Miami says, yes, Shaq will lose his badges due to the language. The sheriff said that if one of his deputies used that language, they would be fired. The sheriff has a reputation for being very straight and narrow. Well, that's a joke. Any of my police officers out there listening know that that's exactly the kind of language that police officers use, not only off hours, but actually on the job. Natasha says, I agree with your point with in regard to father-daughter relationships. Many girls grow into women looking to fill voids from the lack of a father figure in their life. I got pregnant in the 12th grade, had my son after high school, and still went on to college, but I had a strong support system, unlike many of the young ladies found in urban areas with child. And I was fortunate for my son's father to be a good man who has always played a prominent role in his life. In regard to belittling these young ladies, it solves no problems, especially a problem as old as this one. Yes, the imagery is worse now, but this is not a new issue. It is not a pro-choice, pro-life issue, as that is a decision held at the individual level based on individual beliefs. I go back to state that effective communication is the key. A parent can have a good relationship but maintain the hierarchy and provide guidance. And yes, fathers have to play a role and be constant. Will it stop teen pregnancy? No. I mean, I am a daddy's girl and still managed to get pregnant. But it does have an overall impact on your personal development. And women, whether they admit it or not, seek male approval, with the first such approval or lack thereof usually coming from their father. Man, she hit my last point, which was the acceptance of a man. This is why many sisters who even have the knowledge of self will dress in a way to get attention. I've seen this, I mean, good sisters, moral, righteous sisters. But the need to have men look at them or acknowledge them or to look nice, even if there's no sexual objective, this is a dominant theme with women. It's in the nature of women in a way that I'm not necessarily fully qualified to go into. But even the way women dress, married women, Muslim women, Christian women, ethical women, moral women, still the need for attention from a male. I have one sister, strong, a friend of mine, real strong Christian sister, very moral, who told me that if she does not have men looking at her backside or get a compliment, she feels that something is wrong, even though she does not respond to it. I'm just keeping it real on the hottest show in the diaspora. You all know what I'm talking about. But again, mentoring, the key to this, mentoring. And men, yes, you can mentor little girls. You might have to supervise your behind because some of y'all are nuts. But how about that? How about men mentoring young girls without a father? I don't hear too much of that. We'll chaperone you. But just talking, greater conversation between the sexes will improve this thing by far. Oh, but we just love to do the political thing, the superficial conversation. Speak to him, John Adams. Let him know.
To sit in Philadelphia, listening to men talking, to hear themselves talk, resolving nothing. To subject myself to that yet again, I cannot. I cannot. To sit in Philadelphia, listening to men talking, to hear themselves talk, resolving nothing. To subject myself to that yet again, I cannot. I cannot. To sit in Philadelphia.
Come out from Philly. We can call off the dogs. I found it. The hottest song in the 90s, remix ever. I've been looking for this for about 6 years. I found it the other day. Guru and India Davenport, who understands this issue. I'll tell you why in a minute. Come on. If you was feeling this in 1993, you have permission to dance at your cubicle.
Ending Wax.
are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
It's not just an act that I care. So please let me share special moments. Moments so rare. Check it out. If I could give you the world, you know I do it. Everything at your feet. And nothing to it, but it's hard, sweetheart. And it's rough out here. But I doubt there is anybody else for me.
Natasha from Miami, are you feeling this? And by the way, if you've seen the video, India Davenport has perfected the 1 foot by 1 foot dance style. I'll explain that in a minute. Natasha says the silence on this issue, especially from the males in the audience, is exactly why black women find themselves in a detrimental repetitive pattern. The lack of concern from black males in regard to black female issues or issues of the family is the first behavior we have to change. I agree, Natasha. I feel you. The same brothers that want me to talk about Obama, sport and play, and beat up on white people, where are you on teenage pregnancy and young girls? Silence is deafening.
And my behavior is based on strong feelings I have of you and me. It's like a bond.
Dawu said, what are you doing to help young girls in your community? They like to point the finger. Dawu, what are you doing? I'm talking to young girls right now. What are you doing? Get at me. Taking it personal, but you're not offering an alternative or an example of what you're doing. I couldn't count the many things I'm doing for young girls in the community, brother. What are you doing? Name one.
To the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.
Yeah, I got love for every Dawood and everyone else, but I think I'm well within my right to ask, why do we want to talk about bullish and fight and argue? And when it comes to young girls having STDs, the relationship between a father and daughter, teenage pregnancy in the black community, men are defensive. You feel me? Now, this is a male-dominated show. We all know that. I have plenty of sisters that email me on the demand, on the weekends, that listen. And we have the regulars that weigh in. Where are the men on this issue? You can't call me Bill Cosby. That won't fly. Where are the men that wax poetic on the Democratic primary race? Where are the brothers that know every damn freestyle ever been on a mixtape? Where are you? Where are the women that had such? Where are the men who had such a opinion on women's hairstyles? Where are you? This show is not for entertainment, so if your feelings are hurt today, then you just come back on July 16th. Or come back in hour number two when I talk about Zimbabwe and Mugabe. But you're not going to punk me into not saying that the silence of black men on this issue is deafening. I haven't called any black men any names. I haven't said you're irresponsible. I haven't done aspects of the Bill Cosby speech. I'm just asking you, what is your opinion on this issue? And you want to come back like that? Some of you are fathers. Some of you, every one of you is either a son, a father, or a brother, a cousin. You're one of those four. Now, how did the girls, what is your relationship with the girls in your family life? This is a problem. And yes, I will be playing the hottest new joints on radio, which might be contributing to this problem. I want you to hear this music. And this is, I have college students listening. Shout out to Bomani Armand, the students at Howard that are tuning in. Well, they may be gone, but we have a big audience of students at Howard University. But I want the older members of the audience to hear the music that you may not know is being pumped. We will enjoy it together and we will critique it. Dawood said you can't control people. I thought you knew. I agree. Courtney from Los Angeles, he says, greetings, brother. This is definitely an issue that I've grabbed with as I have a 15-year-old sister and an 18-year-old brother. The real issue to me is the meaning, purpose, and impact of being sexually active. This is a deep issue involving self-respect, self-esteem, and social pressure. Natasha was doing the cubicle bounce to trust me. Guru and India Davenport, she says, whatever happened to her. Now, here's the thing. India Davenport, I actually saw in Atlanta. I was in the audience when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan spoke to the hip hop community in Atlanta. This is the T.I. was supposed to be there, by the way. He got arrested, I think, that morning. This is October of 2007. Now, India Davenport got up, asked the minister a question about, and essentially, maybe we can get the audio from this. I don't know if Bernard is listening or some of the Muslims that have the tape. I don't have that tape, but I was present. I saw it in person. India Davenport asked Minister Farrakhan a question about women making it or surviving in the music business without being harassed, disrespected because of misogyny, the filthy view of women in music, etc. So she was wrestling with her experience. So she asked the minister a question. The minister gave a great answer. So Natasha, that's the last I saw India Davenport. From what I understand, the Brand New Heavies are on tour, or have been on tour. I'm assuming she's with them, but I'm not sure. Reggie from Chicago, he says, teen pregnancy has increased tremendously over the past few years. A female did not want to get pregnant back in the day because she would feel isolated. It is sort of like a rites of passage for some young sisters, such as brothers going to prison. They feel their status symbol is stronger. Emil Carr from Brooklyn, the great Emil Carr, who normally checks in on weekends on the archives, says, greetings, Cedric. I just signed on. Colin Powell for vice president. Even though Obama doesn't have the guts. The powers that be. We're going to talk about the Bilderberg Group, the superclass, the 5 to 10 to 85% next month, Allah willing. I want to talk about why Obama for Colin Powell would only occur if those groups, the 10%, the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations approved of it, and it would be for another purpose. It would win, though. That would win. A black and Latino can't win, but two blacks can win. I'll explain why. Tasha says, discussing this issue is the first step a brother can do, acknowledging it, the issue exists. Second, brothers can help young girls by teaching young men. Third, being active in their daughter's life the way they are active in their son's life. Show up to the play at school the way you show up to the park. Courtney from L.A. says, I try to teach my young brother to make smart decisions and to try to understand that sex has more of an impact than the physical aspect. I try to teach my sister to have the respect for herself, her body, and to understand the mental and physical aspect of sex as an act. And after that, I pray. I feel you, Courtney. Send in your comments. Oh, this is deep. You all are blowing me up now. Dion from Los Angeles. Assalamu alaikum, Dion. Brother Dion says, my wife discusses this issue often in our home. Her relationship with me is direct. It's a direct relationship that she shares with her father. It's beautiful. On the other hand, my brother and his queen are going through it. Her lack of a solid relationship with elder men creates mischief in their household. Oh, he just ratted out If Shaq heard that, brother, he might, that rhyme may have been for you. Hour number two, the hottest show in the diaspora. It's going to be bumpy ride today. I'm sorry. No other way to get into this subject.
Ending whackness in the name of blackness. You are listening to the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Show only at blackcoffeechannel.com.